A man who used to visit his five sisters at St. Mary's Children's Home says Hot 102.7's major revamp of the 123-year-old sanctuary has restored his faith in humanity. Over the course of 11 hours on Friday, the Hot 102.7 crew and our friends from Jet Ubunye installed a water backup solution and solar geysers while giving the children's rooms a much-needed spruce. And then we had an unexpected visitor who gave us some valuable insight into what this home means to so many. Hot 102.7's Tara Penny had more from St. Mary's.
It was while packing away after our mammoth Mandela Day makeover here at St. Mary's Children's Home that we heard a gentle knock at the door. And that's how we met 78-year-old Andrew Hepburn, a well-dressed and handsome man who explained he'd been listening to Hot 102.7 the whole day and wanted to personally thank our team for making a meaningful difference at the home that's meant so much to his family.
Back in 1958, when we all went to homes, I remember my five sisters coming to St. Mary's. And when I heard this Mandela Day and going on at St. Mary's, I thought I must go and tell them the story of 66 years ago of coming to St. Mary's Orphanage.
Andrew and his 11 siblings were born into poverty in the 1950s.
We're 12 children, one mother, one father. And we were obviously very, very poor, and the child's welfare took us away from home. I was 9 years old. I didn't really know what happened to my family because we got in a motor car and we went to Vereeniging, and then the family parted up, and my brother and I were in St. George's Home, and we were allowed. They brought us on a Sunday afternoon to come and visit the girls at St. Mary's, and then we found out where they were.
It's been almost seven decades, but Andrew remembers these hallways like it was yesterday.
I remember looking at that door as we were walking in the grid in front. I remember my little sister, Phyllis and Vera, who were then probably 4 or 5 years old, standing there.
He says he's eternally grateful that homes like St. Mary's were able to step in.
I mean, I don't know what would have happened because we stayed in a tiny two little bedroomed house. I remember four of us in a bed. So it was probably the best thing that could have happened to us.
And after being glued to his radio all day, Andrew made arrangements to get here as the sun was setting so he could tell us, in his own words, how much this revamp means to him and his family.
Oh, it's fantastic, isn't it? How we're still human, aren't we? We really are. When people put their hearts out to orphans and stuff, as I say, I was in an orphanage, and I will always be grateful for the people who helped me.
Tara Penny, Hot 102.7 News.
Hot 102.7.